Yep.
Kristen Volk Funk.
Kristen Volk Funk, certified hypnotherapist. She helps people take control of their lives. Kristen, we've got Scott Hansen and Louis Anderson sitting in with us this morning. Good morning. Welcome to KQ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, hey, Louis.
Hi.
You want to give up caffeine?
You know what? I just changed. I'm going to change. Yeah, I'm going to customize this.
No,
it'll still work.
The woman from Maun loses her prize.
No,
then?
She gets her prize, okay. But just half of it.
One ticket.
I just want to give up the cream in coffee.
Oh.
Can I get that? Because. I've got an extra stomach because of cream. And because you need four stomachs to make it. And no, but I need
I know. Kristen was going to help that heroin guy, but he didn't call back.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, he didn't come in, but at least you planted that thought in his mind, Terry. So that's wonderful.
Is cream like heroin to you? Louis, can you not have coffee without the cream?
Well, I used to drink coffee black, so I obviously can drink it black. And I just know that if I quit the cream, I will lose part of stretch.
The cream.
Just the cream. I would like to stop with the cream, you know.
Do you use real cream or the creamer stuff?
I like both. I mean, I can use No, I'm not a snob. I can use what I really like is the powdered cream if it's the good stuff.
Cremora?
No, actually it's Coffee Mate.
Oh, Coffee Mate.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
The ones that come in a can.
I know this is terrible, but
that's okay.
I like to put like 2 inches of it in the cup.
Butter.
Like 2 inches in this giant cup.
Uh huh.
And then I pour it in, and then I go, oh, baby.
No sugar? Just.
No sugar.
You put 2 inches of the powder in the cup?
Yeah.
That is like heroin.
No, I'm just being honest.
No, that's fine.
So do you think you could help me with that?
Oh, absolutely.
All right,
you can help yourself, actually.
Oh.
I knew
I had to do it.
No, you have to work.
I was just hoping you'd be there every time and slap my hand.
Well,
spill the creamer.
Doing hypnosis actually is a very, very easy way to give up some habits that people want to give up. Very easy, very pleasant.
Kristen, when you put them under now, can we ask them anything?
Well, you can. Yeah, Louis's quite honest anyway, so but it's not really used as a truth serum or anything like that, because people are very aware when they're being hypnotized.
So we could be hypnotized right now and not know it?
Yeah,
well,
you're in
we can win and out of hypnosis.
Showed up here, didn't you?
She's hypnotized me, so it probably would just take one word and I'd be clucking like a chicken.
Can you hypnotize someone into quitting hypnosis?
Kristen, tell us this. When we think about hypnosis, we think of, the people walking over and touching someone's forehead, and now you're going to quit smoking or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What is the actual process? How long does it take for the average person to be hypnotized, and what's the success rate?
Okay.
I'm out already.
Yeah, well, usually I do a hypnosis session about an hour, hour and a half, but people are actually under for about 40 minutes. But when I start with a session, I do explain to people what hypnosis is so that they don't have a fear about it. And truthfully, we go in and out of hypnosis naturally a couple hundred times a day, daydreaming and watching television, driving, listening to the radio. And so when your mind is focused on something outside of your body, you're in hypnosis. And in that state of mind and body, your subconscious mind is sort of like a computer that gets booted up.
I'm hypnotized during the show every day.
Yeah.
Did you have to work on getting the right voice and the cadence, or is that not important?
No, it's quite important. And so on my CDs and in my sessions, I use a certain kind of voice that's, kind of slow, but not too slow, just right. And kind of like an up and down lilting kind of thought. Yeah. And some nice music. When people are in my office, they listen with headsets to some music, and I talk through a microphone. But they're already quite relaxed before I start the hypnosis.
Now, has anyone ever gone under quicker than Terry?
I feel like I'm going under now.
See? Because, because you're used to my voice hypnotizing.
You did something. You did something with your voice there. It was like, ugh.
Now, can you hypnotize Terry to never annoy Tom again?
Well, it depends on whether Terry wants that or not. No one can make you want to do something.
Oh, yes.
You have to want it yourself.
I want it.
Yeah, anything's possible with
the
subconscious.
Not gonna happen.
It'll be your one big failure.
You'd have to hypnotize Tom, I think.
Yeah, you hypnotize Tom.
That might be easier, yeah.
Kristen, the first experience I ever had with this, because I thought it was a farce, I went to treatment at age 16 at Parkview West out in Eden Prairie. It was the middle of the summer.
Okay.
And it was sunny and 92 degrees outside, and the gal...
92.5.
92.5 outside. And the treatment center sits on a little golf course right behind it, and she took us out there. There's a little pond there, and we laid down in the grass, and we all brought a blanket with us, and it was just roasting hot. And she started in with her calm, soothing voice and whatever. And what she did to show us how the power of the mind works is we all ended up shivering and under this blanket outside under the sun when it was sunny and 92 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. And from then on, I knew that this stuff works.
Absolutely. That's the power of the mind.
Wow.
Now, is one fallacy to this that only simple-minded people can be hypnotized? Because a lot of people try to believe that they can't be hypnotized.
Stretch believes that.
Oh, actually, if you're very suggestible, it actually means that you're very imaginative and creative and intelligent. So it's really quite the opposite. So people who can imagine vividly things are very, very suggestible.
So it means you're more intelligent if you can be hypnotized quickly?
I think it's a sign of intelligence and also a willingness to allow yourself to accept some new suggestions, to accept change in your life.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you give, like, when people come to you, do you have, like, the money-back guarantee, or what percentage can you not hypnotize? There's got to be a percentage.
I've been doing this work for about 20 years, and really, truthfully, probably at least 90% success rate. My goal for people is to achieve their goal in one session, and oftentimes that's achieved because the subconscious mind is really about 90% of your mind.
So, Kristen, if you don't achieve your goal in one session, does that mean you don't really want it? You're struggling with that?
It could be that you're resisting, and so you come back for another session.
That's what I tell them.
Yeah, 1 to 3 sessions, they come back.
So, Kristen, it's surprising that Terry took a year and a half with you, huh?
One session. Now, let's do Louis. Should we?
Here we go.
Oh, Louis. Louis, how motivated are you to give up that creamer?
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about it.
Okay.
For 5 minutes.
No, I have been thinking about it for a while, honestly.
Okay.
I've been trying to drink. Like, I've been first pouring the coffee and taking it, you know, sipping
one
it
inch.
Black.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, I got to have some cream. So, I'm ready.
You're ready for it. Okay. So, you know, you can either close your eyes or keep your eyes open, whatever you want, and just, you know, relax your body.
Yeah,
and
close my eyes.
Is it okay if he's drinking coffee with cream during the
he just took us. Was your last
sip?
He wanted one last hit.
Well, the mind doesn't know, can't tell the difference between if you're imagining something or actually doing it. So imagination is as powerful as actually doing it.
Could we also be hypnotized for something else while you do Louis? No. Okay, never mind.
You ruin our business, Terry. Nobody will go.
Yeah, you can actually be hypnotized for several things at once. People often bring in a whole list of things for me to work on with them. Especially if they worked with me before.
Does that change the pricing structure?
No.
It's no group rate?
No. I just charge by the session.
Can we get back to me, please?
Sorry, Louis. Louis, focusing.
Take another hit of that coffee.
Here, borrow my glasses. Get hypnotized in 3D.
Yeah, even though you've had caffeine. Yeah.
Okay, so Louis wants to get the cream out of his coffee.
All right.
Kristen, here you go. Let's take care of Louis.
Okay, Louis. So your eyes are closed and just feel your body relaxing. And I don't want to get too much into the hypnotic voice because you have a lot of listeners driving right now. But
it's a sexier voice.
It's okay, Kristen, because they can't be hypnotized.
Oh, I'm going to have them all block the hypnotic trance, like stay here. But just for Louis, this is just for Louis to relax and open your mind and open your heart for change. And I want you to go back in time when you were enjoying coffee without the creamer, and just imagine yourself with that black cup of coffee. And tasting it and smelling it and how wonderful it was tasting to you. And how you love that taste of coffee. Just black. Very simple. And then I want you to imagine seeing some of the creamer in a jar and see, and make an association with that creamer of something that you'd find very distasteful. And I'll let you come up with whatever that is in your mind. Anything at all that to you would feel, taste very horrible, that you'd never want to put in your mouth. And imagine that that creamer has that taste, has that quality. And give that creamer that distaste. Maybe you even see something in that creamer that you would not want in your mouth. Okay, are you there with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I want you to imagine just throwing that creamer in the garbage, putting it down the drain, getting rid of it, feeling wonderful as you let go of that. Anytime you think of putting creamer in your coffee, you're going to get that feeling, that distasteful feeling, taste in your mouth, that image. Maybe it's something gross. Something negative. So from this time forward, whenever you think of that creamer, you're going to think of just putting it aside, throwing it in the garbage. You don't need it. You don't want it. And that you want that very, very clean taste of coffee in your mouth, plain black coffee, and enjoying your coffee, sipping a cup of coffee, enjoying the taste of it. The creamer no longer has any influence on you in any positive way at all. Out of your mind, out of your life. You ignore it in the grocery store. You ignore it at the restaurants. When you see creamer at restaurants, you just say to yourself, I don't use that. And tell yourself that's gross. It causes me to gain weight. Puts me to sleep, makes me sluggish. I don't want that. I don't need it. Just imagine drinking that black cup of coffee, enjoying it, feeling how good that feels.
Well, Louie?
Louie? No, you can let yourself come back to consciousness, Louie. And coming back up, I even count from 1 to 5, and as I count, feel yourself coming back to full consciousness. Count of 5, you can open your eyes, feeling great. And 1... creamer is out of your life. 2, you enjoy coffee black. 3, you're in control of what you put into your mouth and how you look and feel. 4, feeling wonderful, ready to fully emerge the next count. And 5, open your eyes, Louie, and take a deep breath. No.
You ruined it, Scott.
It's too much watching Scott.
I think you succeeded, Louie. Do you want to share what the negative association with creamer was that you brought up in your mind?
This is a family show.
Butt cream.
Uh-huh.
Spiders in the cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you always had a thing with spiders?
No, but I just figure, what would I really be repulsed by in the creamer?
You saw
tarantula spiders.
See?
Yeah.
Well, let's test it. Go ahead and take a tug.
No, I'm not going to. I think I shouldn't drink the cream coffee, should I?
Oh, no.
No.
Just
no.
Black.
Yeah.
No, you don't want it. That's a really great
I'll put
image.
It over here.
Yeah.
And also, we'll find out if you hypnotize any people in their cars if the next time Terry does traffic, there were 35,000 accidents.
I hope not.
I've got to say, Kristen, that voice is... That is...
Mesmerizing.
She didn't really...
I was totally aroused by that.
You didn't go into your total hypnosis voice.
I was trying not to, again, because of the listeners.
Now, are you married or are you single? Because I'm wondering if you ever used that to hypnotize boyfriends.
No, it's really impossible to hypnotize a spouse or a boyfriend. That's one person you can't really influence. Now, you can do indirect suggestions. Yeah, you can try, but they pretty much block it. But you can, any thought that you say out loud actually is a hypnotic suggestion to another person.
Can you hypnotize someone without, say you just wanted to hypnotize somebody you worked with so that they thought you were funny or really liked you or whatever? Could you do that?
Absolutely.
And teach Terry how to?
Well, Terry already is.
Kristen, if you gave a private session, you never did answer if you're married or not.
Oh, yes, I am. I am married.
Yeah, there goes Bryce's fantasy.
Thanks for being on with us this morning. So you're married, huh?
Yes, I am.
Oh. So you've given up cream as well.
Can you hypnotize Bryce into thinking that you're single?
I just that voice and the cadence and the delivery and that, you just absolutely mesmerize. You kind of make the hair on the back of your neck tingle because you really have everything going on there.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's soothing and it's just everything.
It's so loving.
So,
it's
Kristen, loving. You and a lot of porn sites do that for him.
Pardon me?
Never mind.
Sandy. Wow, so we're going to keep track of Louis' success rate here. Louis, you're going to get the black coffee right now and have
it? Well, yeah, I'm going to, but I have to tell you, just to be honest, I want this cream coffee that's sitting here. Is that normal?
No, you don't, Louis.
No, I don't.
Louis didn't go through a full session either.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't do a full session, but I want you to continue that imagery of the spiders and the creamer.
Now I'm not so bummed out about the spiders, though.
Now, do people ever over...
You can push through it.
And the spiders, dead. The spiders are dead.
Well, you don't want
the
dead
spiders are serum. The spiders are serum.
Think about opening the jar of creamer and there's spiders and they're dead spiders.
Okay.
I imagine had that happen.
He's not minding anymore, Kristen.
No, but you're right, Kristen.
He's blocking it.
I'm blocking it.
Oh, this was really a treat. Your voice is spectacular.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I'm really wishing it was 9:20 so I could go home and listen to the tape of your voice again.
She was going to help the guy get off heroin. Remember the guy that called in that day?
Oh, sure.
And he didn't show up.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
He did call. I offered him a free session and... But he might call later,
you know.
Maybe.
That's what you have to remember is sometimes people a year from when you mention it, like maybe I won't be able to quit the creamer right away.
You know what? I think, Louis, you probably have already succeeded. You just don't know it.
No, I think I have, actually. I just have to, you know, here's the thing, you know, I've been struggling with a lot of compulsions because I'm trying to give up a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So I've been struggling greatly with them. Like I've been thinking, how can I give up this security that I have in food you know, and honestly, just being the lazy person I am when I should be active, when I should get up every day and be an active person. So yesterday, coincidentally with this, I made a commitment that I would be more active, that I would at least go to Anytime Fitness today, whether I just sat on one of the machines or whether I did a bunch of stuff, that I would be going there today. And so when this opportunity came up, I said, one of the things that's honestly at least 20 pounds on my body, I will bet you, is the creamer I use.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, because I like it so much and I drink a lot of coffee. Mm-hmm. So subsequently, maybe I could give up one of them. And so, you know, I won't drink this coffee, and you're right. I am going to give it an opportunity, and I used to really enjoy coffee black. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the creamer on any level can't be good for me. And so, you know, I said to somebody yesterday, hey, I'll start all this the first. And they very smartly said to me, why don't you start it right now?
Yeah, sure.
Which I really resented at the time.
Yeah.
But they're right. And so I'm going to give this a try, and I'm going to
stop it
anytime.
I don't like the first for anything.
Yeah.
I think the first
is not. It was just a lie. It was a lie on my part of procrastination. That's all that stuff is. It's just a procrastination.
Right. Well, you hypnotize yourself into a belief system.
Right. And you know, reinforcing that belief is what's really important.
Right.
I don't think people realize that you have to reinforce the belief.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, like you have to say to yourself, because there's a sneaky part of every person or a weak part of every person who goes, go ahead. You can have the cream.
Absolutely.
You know, and they've got spider legs on.
Kristen, it's like if you tell a lie enough times, eventually you believe it.
Right.
We're going to stay on Louis here and make sure that he succeeds and believes in himself. One quick word, though.
Does anybody want some coffee with cream, by the way?
Sure, I'll take it.
Two buckets sitting here.
Louis, Anytime Fitness, they don't let you show up and just watch.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
They're going to make me work?
Well,
you know, I have a deal I have a membership there they gave me for my life.
They
lifetime membership,
awesome.
When I was doing the stuff, and I still... workout at Anytime Fitness, and I'm going to go there today. There's one by where I'm staying.
Yeah, well, but I can tell you they don't just let you watch.
Yeah, if you're just golf.
No, just don't let you watch. Oh, I get
especially
it.
Especially in the locker room.
I'm so dumb, ain't I?
And Louie, come in and see me, too. I'll give you a session.
Come to the show. Why don't you come to the show?
I'd love
and
to.
And hypnotize that crowd to laugh.
You want to go to the show.
You don't need any help for them laughing. You put them in a hypnotic trance with your humor, so it's wonderful.
Kristen Volk. Funk, F-U-N-K. Thanks for being with us this morning. It's just fantastic.
Your info is going to be on our website.
All of your information to contact, and people can get personal readings and be mesmerized by you. All the information's up on our website. We really appreciate your time this morning, Kristen.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much, and good luck to all of you with your resolutions.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.